Every year, good friend Christian Quested goes on an elk hunt in the fall. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Christian talks about the process.
I naturally always, if I see something that I want to do, I tend to go kind of all out and focus on it. If a mountain's sitting there, I mean, I look at it and I kind of go, kind of nice to be on top of that. Maybe I'll hike, maybe I'll hunt it. Obviously, I like the food aspect. I'll be honest, I hunt horns too. I love trophies. The wife's pretty patient with me. I think I have like 6 elk up in the house. The combination of all the above, the food, the companionship with her friends, being outdoors. I mean, it really is a super glorified camping trip. And it's pretty close quarters sometimes with some of the trips we take because there's an elk tag that we really try to get here that's up in the Lemhi's. I'm 32 miles from the truck and I can make it maybe about 6 miles past the truck and the UTV. Then we can make the rest of it. They open up the single track to motorcycles. And so instead of using horses, we can move. Pretty small base camp. It's what you can fit in your pack or tie to your motorcycle. But when we get it, we end up spending 2 weeks in October up in those mountains. And it usually starts off, might be 50 during the day, and it might be 30 something at night. And usually by the time we leave, sometimes it doesn't get above freezing and it's as cold as like 10 degrees at night. And the gear's come a long ways. You're pretty comfortable, but just small things like having water not freeze. They make these wonderful fold flat water bags.
The basics. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.